Roxanne, my soul is yours. A lucid dream brought me to your shore. You inspire me in my art. You're my muse, hope you like the part. Now I'm falling for thee. Oh Roxanne, you know it's true. Since you showed me how to be free, I just wanna soar away with you. Be with you, I can get by. Your spirit's there when I close my eyes. Cause all I need is your image in mine. The truth of my love transcends space and time. Magic myth, making with you, hand in hand, just us two. So won't you meet me on cloud nine? Take care of the rest, of the rest. Cause I got too close, now I've fallen for thee. Oh Roxanne, you know it's true. Since you showed me
Kenny Patrell with Cyrano's song at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio. It's Women's History Month. All month long, we have special features at 7 and 10 o'clock. Here is Hill District resident Jackie Wright.
My name is Jacqueline Kelly Wright. We grew up poor in the projects. It was called, at the time, Elmore Square, which is now called Skyline Terrace. Back then, we had a community. You could go from house to house. It was one village. Everyone took care of everyone. There wasn't any fear. You can stay out. You had to be in front of the door, in front of your house when the streetlights came on. So, no, your mom, we didn't have watches and iPhones and iPads. When that streetlight came on, you had to be in front of your house. But we didn't also have toys. So we did a lot of Chew the Peg and Four Corners and Dodgeball. That was our activity. We weren't allowed to stay in the house. I came from a family of eight, so your punishment was to go outside. I come from a long line of entrepreneurs. We used to own the Flamingo, which is way before you guys' time. It was up and popular years ago. Famous people, we had Sammy Davis Jr. Different entertainers used to come to the Hill District. People used to come there, famous people, to sing and dance. And we owned a tavern at the time. So I started when I was 18 working for our family. By the age of 20, I was running a hotel, bar, and restaurant. The Hill District needs more houses. We need more stores. We need more Black-owned businesses. We need more community-based projects. We need so much there. We need to go back to the beginning, how on every corner we had our own stores. We took care of ourselves. We never shopped outside our community. Now we have to travel so far to go get something to eat. We have to travel so far to purchase stuff. We never had to do that growing up. We need to be together. There shouldn't be no just us and them. It has to go back to one family. And family is every color. Right now, I'm an educator. I have two daycare centers, and I'm branching out. I'm launching a new food truck. I don't believe I went to sleep at night and dreamed to wipe butts and wipe noses. It just like fell in my lap. God always told me that I was going to be around kids or working with kids, and I was like, no, you got the wrong person. An educator, I never thought. But I love kids, and it's a passion. I walked away from my position. I was working at Bell Atlantic at the time, and I was in the repair department in a good position. I was always sitting in for my supervisor. So I was making good money. And I walked away to start a business that doesn't give you money. It gives you little hugs and thank yous. But you can't pay your bills with that. 18 years now. I have two locations. And I'm hoping to pass it to my grandkids. Both of my kids have degrees because education was a must for them. They couldn't be like mom. But I wanted them to go to school for education so we can open this great big daycare center and we could sing songs and be happy. And they was like, no. That's your dream, mom. And they say that all the time now. I didn't go to college. I had my children young, and I went to different schools to get certifications. But I was a young mom, and my mom was not proud or happy that I did that. However, she still supported me, but made me work. It's nothing that I was proud of, but I wouldn't have traded it for the world. However, education is the most important thing you can have, but school is not for everyone. We have to fight all the time, and I don't mean with your fists. I mean with your mind, because if they require 100%, we have to give them 150. And I don't care if it was back in the 60s to right now. Being an African-American woman, you have to give extra. And it's required of us. And we do it without even noticing that we do it. But to be held back, no, because if you close the door here, I'm going around the other way. My advice for African-American girls today is to be proud of yourself. Be strong. Know that a lot of people went before you to make you who you are today. And it's what you make of yourself. I don't care what you came from or what you didn't have. You have to be determined to be better. We have so much knowledge in us. Women are strong. So I would just pray that you girls pull off your resources and be great. Be great, but find your passion, whatever it is.
Jackie writes, and you can hear that feature again as well as dozens more from this series by going to neighborhoodvoices.org and searching on Girl Talk, a program made possible by Macaulay Ministries and executed by SLB Radio. We'll have another Women's History Month feature coming up at 10 o'clock this morning and all month long at Facebook and Instagram.
Open that door. I met old Zeke standing on the corner the other day. That cat sure was booted with liquid.
He was what?
He was obnoxicated.
He was what?
He was inebriated.
He was what?
Well, he was just plain drunk.
Well, all right then.
He sure was salty with the bartender. The bartender's trying to make him buy another drink. Zeke told the bartender, ain't no need of me buying no drinks when everybody else is buying them. I'm gonna drink to everybody's health till I ruin my own.
Open the door, Richard!
Why, he don't know who he's throwing out of that joint. Why, I'll go back in that joint and take a short stick and bust it down to the ground.
Open the door, Richard!
But I hate to be caught out on the street like this, cause it makes you look so common. And I know I ain't common, cause I got class I ain't never used yet. But I guess I better get on in the house, cause I don't want my pastor to catch me out like this.
Hey, Richard, open the door!
Now look at that old woman across the street, done stuck her head out of the window, calling her sister. Look at her hunching her sister, saying, ain't that him? Ain't that him? Yes, it's me, and I'm drunk again!
Open the door, Richard!
I know he's in there, cause I got on the clothes. They can't throw him out, cause I owe just as much back rent here as he does. Imagine that old woman charging us $3 a month and getting mad cause we 12 months in the arrears. Come meet me last Thursday saying, ain't you boys gonna give me some back rent? I told her she'd be lucky if she got some front rent.
Open the door, Richard!
Hey, Richard, open the door! Cause I'm standing here scratching in my pants pocket and standing here groping in my coat pocket and standing here feeling in my shirt pocket and I can't find the key. Hey, open the door, Richard! Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Open the door, Richard!
That's Louis Jordan at the Saturday Light Brigade. And open the door, Richard. It's just about time for our crossword puzzle of the air, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
We're excited to let you know that the Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador Program is just about ready to get underway. This is a paid opportunity for students to explore the many events that are planned for Remake Learning Days in southwestern Pennsylvania. Made possible with support from American Eagle, the program provides training and stipends for youth ambassadors to attend festival events and produce audio commentaries for broadcast here on SLB, photo essays, and podcasts. Limited slots are available for high school students in southwestern Pennsylvania. Ambassadors receive expert training at our new SLB Youth Media Center, professional credit for their work, and a $250 stipend for their participation. Apply at slbradio.org/apply. Applications due March 11th. Again, slbradio.org/apply. Applications due March 11th. Please share this opportunity with others you know who might be interested in taking part. Now it's time for our crossword puzzle of the air. Get ready to see if you can solve this week's word. It's 8 letters in length. The third letter is S. And to make things easy, I'll tell you that the 7th letter is S. The third letter is S. The 7th letter is S. 8 letters altogether. That's S as in snake, by the way. The clue is reveal. Reveal. The answer, 8 letters. The third letter and the 7th letter are S. S is in Saturday. That's more pleasant than snake. Do you know it? Share it with us. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. You also can reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. As we approach the bottom of the hour, I'll reveal more letters if necessary. You may well have enough to solve the puzzle now. We'll see how you're able to do. Good luck from the Saturday Light Brigade. This is Mark Black.
Macchiato mochaccino, half cap cappuccino, I love my coffee. Ooh, I love my coffee, Americana, mocha, grande, tall, decaf. Ooh, I love my coffee, ooh, I love my coffee. Love it a latte, love it a latte. Ooh, I love my coffee, I do. Love it a latte, love it a latte. Ooh, I love my coffee, I do. There's no way that I could go, go waking up without my mojo morning, without my call. Like a horseshoe without the love, be like a quack without the duck, like a wallow without the bug. I'd be stuck. Oh yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Macchiato mochaccino, half cap cappuccino. Ooh, I love my coffee. Ooh, I love my coffee. Americano mocha grande tall decaf. Ooh, I love my coffee. Ooh, I love my coffee. Love it a latte, love it a latte. Ooh, I love my coffee, I do. I love it a latte, love it a latte. Ooh, I love my coffee, I do. I'd rather eat my donut without a hole, eat the butter without the roll. I walk on shoes without a soul, forget to take my love for moonlight stroll. Oh yeah. Oh,
espresso, you'll say.
That's Mark Black, Lovin' the coffee. Living La Vita Latte, as he practically says there. Hello to Zach. He just got the correct answer. Well done, Zach. Lamartine Pudge also got the correct answer, as did Tommy in Virginia and Charlie in Bridgeville. Hello, Charlie. Charlie, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
It's good to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I feel like we haven't talked in a while, and I hope it's
been quite a while. I apologize for that. I love listening to you guys, hearing what's going on. And
well, no apology necessary. We know you're there. We just have this feeling that you're there. We don't really know, but it's a pretty good feeling. This word, you came up with it pretty quickly. I thought we were going to have to give a few more letters. Reveal was the clue, an eight-letter word, third letter S, also the seventh letter S. And what did you come up with?
I came up with disclose.
Disclose is exactly correct.
The second you gave the meaning for it, reveal, it's like, okay, S, disclose, yes. So I thought I'd better give you a buzz.
I'm glad.
And let you know I'm still alive.
I'm glad you did. I was thinking there's a few synonyms for that. You've revealed, disclose, maybe divulge or confide, which leads to confidential, which is something you would never disclose.
So, yes.
It all kind of adds up. Well, things are getting spring-like again, which I hope means you'll be out and about, maybe. I know for us, we've kind of stayed in for a lot of times during the winter time.
And especially just because of the pandemic.
Yeah, it's
It seems like it's finally starting to loosen its grip a good bit. And I'm a lot more comfortable about heading out and about.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And yeah, it's been... What folks, I think, don't always realize is a lot of it depends on your own constitution and sensitivities and comfort levels. And it is opening up a bit more as folks begin to feel a little bit more comfortable and also get permission from their doctors to go back out again. So, well done for you, a charge. And it's so good to hear your voice.
It is so good to hear you guys every week.
Take care, Charlie.
Thank you. You too.
Linda also got the correct answer in Collier. Well done, Linda. Oh, and here's some others that I've missed here. Leslie Smith. Hello, Leslie. She writes how wonderful it was to hear Blue Ridge by the Dog Run Boys this morning, and how much the voice of Rick Malice is missed, and indeed that is the case. Also, Russ, Sharon came up with disclosed. Here she is washing the dishes, and all of a sudden she came up with the word disclose. And I think that gets us up to date. I've acknowledged all of the other correct answers that I'm aware of. And now it's a real pleasure to introduce you to somebody who I met a few months ago. He was getting ready to introduce this activity, and we agreed that we would get back in touch when it was time for it to be ready for middle and high school students. His name is Brian Costanzo, and he's with an organization called Build.org. Our friends at the Richard King Mellon Foundation have made possible something called the 2022 Southwestern Pennsylvania Youth pitch competition. Brian, how are you?
I'm great, Larry. Thank you so much. It's nice to spend time with you this morning. A pleasure, and thank you for having me on.
You bet. Tell us about this competition and how students and teachers can find out more and get engaged with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And through All Builds programming for the last 23 years, we've ignited the power already within our youth in middle school and high school, and we've allowed them career success, entrepreneurial mindset, and opportunity, really to become the CEOs of their own lives. So through the pitch competition, we'd love for educators to sign up. You go to the website. We actually have fully built out a facilitator guidebook to lead the journey of the students through the design challenge, where they are solving a community issue that they choose. And it's a lot of fun and engaging. The students have rated it very highly, as have the teachers. And at the end of the day, they end up pitching their idea through a storyboard and film it and submit it by April 15th. And then the top three teams will actually compete live there in Pittsburgh in front of a panel of judges and compete for prize money as well as the partner. And these are schools and after school and community-based organizations that can participate. So it's not just teachers in school that have the ability to engage. And we're really focused on Allegheny and Westmoreland counties and are calling all folks who work with youth in middle school and high school to participate.
Now, without taking somebody else's idea, is there a theme of ideas or problems to address, or is it pretty open-ended?
Yeah, great question. So for Build, we really asked the students that question. Our first one was how to solve mental and physical well-being during the state of COVID. Since we all want COVID to go away, we changed the theme this last year and with feedback from our students. And the new question that they're answering is, how might we build powerful, thriving communities where everyone enjoys safety, wellness, and economic freedom? So that's the new one. And we have clients on our site where at the empathize phase, which is the first phase of human-centered design thinking, you'll meet five wonderful individuals, anywhere from high school students to educators and professionals, and empathize with what's going on in their world, whether they're living in New York or whether they're living in Oakland or other places.
So kids and the adults that help with the particular cohort, whether it be middle school or high school or out of school time, will get some training up front to help open their minds to different problem-solving skills and techniques, and then they will try to come up with a creative idea that meets the prompt, and then hone it and get ready to present it, and hopefully pitch it in such a way that it will be funded. It sounds like it's just that simple.
Yeah, well said, Larry. I appreciate the articulation on that. It's 90 minutes for the adult to be able to go through that training. It's optional. But, you know, for us, it's educators have made this for other educators or adults who could deliver it and make it really easy. Part of the challenge during COVID is just the mental health of our students and our teachers and educators. So we've really tried to simplify it and make it engaging and exciting and just easy to deliver. So, yes.
Just to make it sort of a practical example, and I don't think mine necessarily fits the prompt, so I'm going to just come up with it here. Is if the prompt were something like, we need a way to bring generations together in our community, and I might ultimately pitch, well, you know, I think that coming up with a community band might be a good idea. The first thing we're going to do is collect all of the unused musical instruments that we know are in households all throughout the neighborhood, from kids that thought they were going to play trumpet and ended up not playing trumpet, or parents that inherited instruments.
Wait, you must have looked into my history, because I played trumpet when I was a kid, but you keep going.
And then I might go on to talk about how bringing people together around music will lead to intergenerational discussions, and then go on and on, but hone it to be a really tight pitch that would fit the parameters of the prompt and that hopefully would sway the panel to funding me. I'm oversimplifying it, but in a nutshell, that's what happens, right?
Yeah, Larry, absolutely. For the youth, whether it be the person that's leading them through the journey, we often have other entrepreneurs connected to the youth to be able to have them think outside of the box. But we're amazed at the ideas that our youth come up with on their own. It really is truly inspiring. Really inspiring. I'm looking at a couple infographics here. Save our planet, save water. They do a storyboard. Another one had the hashtag Beats for Justice, where social justice and being able to constructively articulate their message and what's important to them. One of them created an app for your mood, so you can determine what your mood is and from a mental health standpoint address it before it shows up in a negative way. And that was pretty brilliant for a 16 to 18-year-old group to come up with and being introspective to know that they could use something to help them adjust their thinking before it happens. So very mature ideas at some points, which are fantastic.
Well, the timeline here is upon us. The submission deadline for the video is April 15th. But there's 10 hours of training that occurs between now and then and ideation and getting ready to submit your initial video. Why do I know this timeline? Because I'm looking at build.org/SWPA. That's where you can find it too, build.org/SWPA. All of the details are there, and ultimately, come May 24th, you can be part of the showcase where you can win and compete for over $10,000 in prizes and the winning title for this competition. Anything else you'd like to mention?
I just want to bring you on a roadshow and travel with you to share the great news on how we're helping and impacting the community.
I'm happy to do that.
We'll get a bus.
We'll get a bus. Well, as we get together students for some of the work we're doing here, actually, maybe we can arrange to have you come in and chat with some of the cohorts we have, and we'll certainly continue to make people aware of this. It's great work that you're doing. So this trumpet, have you had it out lately?
I haven't. My kids ended up playing it for a little bit when they were in middle school. But it's back in some storeroom in one closet or another. I'm not sure.
Well, you know,
so when you get that group of students that are collecting trumpets, I'll be happy to donate it.
What made me think of it is a very kind woman named Rebecca reached out to us a couple of weeks ago. She had a cello that she had played and a fine musical instrument that just was not seeing any use anymore. And she asked if I could help her find somebody that might be able to get it to a student. And I connected her with my friend Paul Thompson, who is a teacher at Pittsburgh Kappa. And he had a couple of students in mind, and that exchange, or not even an exchange, she donated the instrument to the school. And it did get me to thinking how many other situations there must be like that. And I'm not sure how easy those mechanics are to move instruments back and forth. But I was happy to connect the two. And maybe I'm too old to pitch for this one, but maybe at some point that'll be an idea I pursue in another way. Well, I hope folks
love
will stop build.org slash SWPA. And Brian Costanza, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you, Larry. I really appreciate the time. And anybody has any questions, they can reach out to me as well. I'd be happy to answer them.
Take care. It's all at build.org/SWPA. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Connie's got connections in Connecticut. She started roaming till she finally connected in Connecticut. One day she took a trip way down to Florida, and she caused a real sensation down in Florida. She became a bathing beauty and was such a little cutie, and she soon had all the fellas there adoring her. Then Connie secured the leading role in a wonderful Broadway attraction. But she wouldn't stay on a great white way. The pace and the action drove her to distraction. Connie hurried home to Connecticut, and she bought a little farm in Connecticut. Now she's happy as a dickens, 'cause she's raising pigs and chickens, and she's really got connections in Connecticut.
The Hoosier Hotshots. We've been featuring some of their music throughout today's Saturday Light Brigade. They were the talk of the town on the National Barn Dance on WLS, which is a forerunner of the Grand Ole Opry as a Saturday night variety show on the radio. Do you remember the show Green Acres, the TV show? And there was a character named Mr. Haney on Green Acres. I'll tell you, Mr. Douglas, I've got Haney's oil can oiling filler service where we'll fill your oil. You know, he'd have all these different businesses. That character, the concept for that character came from the National Barn Dance. That was an homage to Pat Buttram, the actor, and his work on the vaudevillian type of circuit that the National Barn Dance was a pioneer in as we went from vaudeville to those radio programs.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Now it's time for this morning's High Clue. 17 syllables leading you to one answer. Are you ready? Born in Ohio, she inspired a Broadway show. based on her great aim. Again, born in Ohio, she inspired a Broadway show based on her great aim. That's our high clue. Do you know who it is referring to? 412-200-5975. Why keep it to yourself when you could call us and let everybody know that you came up with the correct answer? 412-200-5975 by telephone or text or 1-888-752-7234. Once again, the 17 syllables are born in Ohio. She inspired a Broadway show based on her great aim. 17 syllables, one answer. That's our Saturday Light Brigade High Clue. Good luck. I think they're going to finish it this time. Let's see. Yep, big finish. Janice Ian now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
See these lines on my face? They're a map of where I've been. And the deeper they are traced, the deeper life has settled in. How do we survive living out our lives? And I could not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I want to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. See these marks on my skin? They are the lyric of my life. Every story I begin just means another ends in sight. Only lovers understand. Skin just covers who I am. And I could not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I want to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. See these bruises, see these scars, hieroglyphs that tell the tale. You can read them in the dark through your fingertips like. Would not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I plan to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here.
I believe that every heart is kind. Some are just a little underused. Hatred is a symptom of the times. Lost in these uneducated blues. I just want to love you while I can. All these other thoughts have me confused. I don't need to try and understand. Maybe I'll get up, turn off the news. Turn off the news and build a garden. Just my neighborhood and me. We might feel a bit less hard. We might feel a bit more free. Turn off the news and raise the kids. Give them something to believe in. Teach them how to be good people. Give them hope that they can see. Hope that they can see. Turn off the news and build a garden with me. Trust. All that negativity's a bust. Trust builds trust. Don't you wanna be happy? Turn off the news and build a garden. Just my neighborhood and me. We might feel a bit less hardened. We might feel a bit more free. Turn off the news and raise the kids. Give them something to believe in. Teach them how to be good people. Give them hope they can see. Hope they can see. Turn off the news and build a garden with me. Turn off the news and build a garden. With me.
That song was just released this week. That's Kathy Mattea. Turn off the news. Build a Garden, live on Mountain Stage, which she is now the host of. A very fitting, dare I say perfect, role for Kathy Mattea, returning to her West Virginia roots, hosting Mountain Stage. And you also heard Janice and I'm Still Standing. From her latest album, The Light at the End of the Line, Janice is touring now. You should follow Janice on Facebook if you like to spend time on Facebook, because her posts are poignant, often funny, always truthful. She is one wonderful human being, Janice Ian. Did you come up with the correct answer to this morning's high clue? A lot of folks did, but let's give you one more chance. Here it is. Born in Ohio, she inspired a Broadway show based on her great aim. We'll have the answer for you in moments. Zach, thank you for the kind words. And he got the correct answer, but also just sent a text making me blush. Mike and Mars got the correct answer, answering in verse. Tommy and Virginia got the correct answer, as did Jim in Blackridge. Good morning, and Russ in North Carolina. How about you? 412-200-5975. Last call for your answer. She was born with a different name, Phoebe Ann Moses was her name. She was born August 13th, 1860, and died in 1926, and starred in Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. And on March 5th, in 1922, she broke all existing records for women's trap shooting. She smashed 98 out of 100 clay targets thrown at 16 yards while at a match in Pinehurst Gun Club in North Carolina. She hit the first 50, missed the 51st, then she missed the 67th, getting 98 out of 100. Did you figure out who she is? It's Annie Oakley. Annie Oakley. Christopher in Monroeville just got the correct answer just before I said the correct answer, Annie Oakley, or as Mike put it, and somewhat jokily, the lady's name is Annie Oakley. And Turkey City Arn got the correct answer just now as well, as did Joy. Good morning, Joy. And good morning to Bob in Washington as well. The grandson is running around singing, "Hey dog, come on dog, hey, hey dog." I'm glad to hear that. Annie Oakley. And some people don't realize Annie Oakley is indeed a real person. And there was a Broadway musical that was celebrated her life.
And now, little lady, if you'll kindly step up to the parapet, and
this
I'll
is a song
you a
from it.
In marksmanship.
You couldn't give me a lesson in long-distance spitting. Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yes.
So can a rat.
Any note you can reach, I can go higher.
I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
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 No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
50 cents.
40 cents.
30 cents.
20 cents.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say softer.
I can say anything softer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker.
I can do it quicker and get even sicker.
I can open any safe
without being caught.
Sure.
That's what I thought, you crook.
Any note you can hold, I can hold longer.
I can hold any note longer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes,
no, you can.
Boy, Ethel Merman.
Anything you can wear,
there's more.
Better. In what you wear, I'd look better than you.
In my coat.
In your vest.
In my shoes.
In your hat.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say faster.
I can say anything faster than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, again.
I can jump a hurdle.
I can wear a girdle.
I can knit a sweater.
I can fill it better.
I can do most anything.
Can you bake a pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Anything you can sing, I can sing sweeter.
I can sing anything sweeter than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Oh, yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't, can't, can't.
Yes, I can, can. Yes,
no, you can.
Ethel Merman at the Saturday Light Brigade, along with Ray Middleton from Annie Get Your Gun. Congratulations if you came up with Annie Oakley. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with a puzzle in our next hour. What a hard act to follow, but I know that Angelo Creo is going to be able to follow that act. I can feel it in my bones. Angelo is here from Steel City Storytellers to talk about Grit, an event benefiting Life's Work of Western Pennsylvania on March 9th. At Kingfly Spirits. How are you, Angelo?
I'm excellent. How are you, Larry?
I'm fine, thank you. Ethel Merman packs quite a punch in that song.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your life as a storyteller and about Steel City Storytellers. Then we'll talk about the benefit, too. But I'd like to know a little bit more about you and about the group.
Yes. So the group is an... I started in the fall of 2019, so I have always been interested in the spoken word, specifically stories, not so much poetry, and I am a semi-retired lawyer. I'm approaching age 70, and the last couple years I've been looking for activities that merge some of my professional interests with some of my personal interests. I was attending the Moth regularly at the Rex Theater and had told there about a dozen times and also had told at other Moth locations in Minnesota and elsewhere and enjoyed being on the stage and talking about true stories and decided that as I approached semi-retirement and ultimately retirement that I would be interested in promoting some more forums for people to get up and tell stories and also to use storytelling as an educational tool. So I've been retained by law firms and different organizations to go in to help stories tellers in their professional work. So stories are not just entertainment, but stories are inspiring. They connect people. They heal. They educate. They are stories, and I focus often as stories as persuasion. So that was an interest of mine. So I started the LLC, the group, just myself. I was starting to get a few gigs to do storytelling at apartment complexes and different organizations. Then the pandemic hit, so everything went quiet, obviously, for a long time. And then when we eased out of the pandemic, the Moth, the organization, the NPR promotes from New York, decided not to do Pittsburgh anymore and to stop it here and the Rex Theater closed. So I decided to go ahead and start a monthly storytelling event. And Kingfly Spirits was happy enough to host us, and we did three shows so far, and we have our fourth show coming up March 9th, which is Grit.
What a great story behind the story. And storytelling, I mean, it's our goes back to the origins of the human condition, sharing stories and passing history, whether they be true stories or fanciful tales. But I particularly love to hear, you know, people's lived stories, and I'm sure a lot of folks are sharing those as part of the work that you're doing. And as you mentioned, to heal, inspire, connect people through often knowing that other people experience things similar to you, that's one of the greater feelings you can get as you listen to stories. So you're going to be doing this benefit. Is grit the topic or the theme for the evening?
Yes, it's the theme. And the moth would always have usually one-word themes, and the stories would loosely fit around that. So our monthly show, it's called Just Saying, and it's usually the second Wednesday of the month. And we have shows planned through November. We're skipping August and December. And we pick a theme, and then we pick a charity of the month. So this month is Life's Works on the South Side. And we have a segment in our show where each of the storytellers will tell one what I call truth or lie. And it's a one, 2-3 minute story. And we do them at the end of the first half. Then we have an intermission. So this month we'll have three there. And then we'll have three at the end of the show. And the audience has to decide whether the story is 100% true or if it's has some just truthiness and it's really false. And each audience member raises their hand for that to indicate if it's true or not. And then we count that. And for each correct answer, Steel City Storytellers gives $1, and other organizations will donate to, like the Fireborn Studios on the South Side, the Ceramics, the Campbell Miller Durant Law Firm, State House Representative Emily Kincaid, and there are a few others that we donate. And we'd like to actually get more people donating, and then that will raise usually a few $100 for the charity.
What a great, great idea. Yeah. I like the audience participation part of it. It's almost like to tell the truth, right?
Yeah.
You get to vote on that.
Yes, it's exactly like that. And the stories are amazing. Some of the things that have happened to people and some of the things that I've had happened. So my story coming up, I have a story about the Barbara Walters, the newscaster in New York, of my encounter with them. And many of the stories are just these brief encounters, and they add a little spice, but more of the audience participation. And we have variability, meaning that some of the people think it's true, some of it's false, and that makes it a very engaging for the people. So it's not just passive.
Well,
this sounds, then we also help a charity, yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, if you go to steelcitystorytellers.com, you can learn more. The event is March 9th at King Fly Spirits, 7:30 to 9:30, and it will benefit a great organization that you've chosen, Life's Work of Western Pennsylvania. We've linked to their website, so you can learn more about them as well. Angelo, we just have another minute or so. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, I think that the storytelling, as you noted, is how we connect with people. And it can be as informal as sitting around the kitchen table or the campfire and just sharing. And that's how our culture has grown, as you indicated, from the dawn of memorial. We passed history and we communicated orally. It was only in relatively recent times that writing and now obviously electronics. One of the things that I am disappointed in, maybe a little disturbed by, is the trend for people to not talk to each other and to text and to email. And I fear that some of the younger generation has lost the ability to communicate effectively orally. So that's part of our mission down the road, is to bring storytelling. And I've done a couple presentations to middle schools and high schools. And I'd like, with the pandemic, that is off the table. But now we're getting back. And so we will volunteer to go into those type of schools, some educational institutions, and even nursing homes and places, and send a storyteller. And for the youth, the younger people, to get them to understand that they have to speak to people, not just text and email.
Well, excellent. And I hope we can make arrangements to have you perhaps come here to our studios sometime and tell on the radio. I think it would be a lot of fun for folks. In fact, we can have people predict or people try to determine whether you've told a truth or a lie.
I would love to do that, because some of our stories, and many of my stories, are about encounters with famous people: Carl Lewis, the Olympic runner, Goldie Hawn, some presidents of African nations. In Ukraine, I spent 3 trips to Ukraine and had some interesting stories for there. And that's always at the top of the news. So I appreciate any invitation to come back, either to be interviewed or to come to the studios and do something more extensive.
Well, you bet. Keep up the good work, Angela. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
That's Angela Creo of Steel City Storytellers, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, PC, TV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services like TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and slbradio.org/radio.
Up with a policeman's wife, and now John has left his earthly life. He's long gone
from Kentucky,
long gone,
80 Lucky's long gone, that's what I mean.
Now he's long gone, John, from Bowling Green.